This week, we are talking about warrior women. And to start off, we are talking about the film The Princess. Do you want to tell us a little about this film, Jack? Who's behind it?
Alrighto. So this is available on Hulu. It stars Joey King, Dominic Cooper, Olga Korolenko, and Veronica Ngo. And in it, a young princess, played by King, is imprisoned by this cruel, sociopathic... Shall we say prince or a royal?
I think he's a prince. I mean, I don't know. They never actually say, but he has some status.
Yeah, it's like this high-status royal because she defies his hand in marriage. And so the princess, we never find out her name. She's just the princess.
So yeah, speaking of Joey King, did you know her previous experiences, you wouldn't guess it from this film, was mostly rom-coms?
Yeah, I did. She did those Kissing Booth movies on Netflix. She's really good in this movie. She clearly does a lot of the action and the stunts herself. The stunts are well filmed. But there's just this feeling we don't know that much about her, do we? She's just kind of there and we're expected to care as we go along, really.
Yeah, you brought up John Wick. And in John Wick, they made us care about the dog. So once the dog... Spoilers if you haven't seen.
Yeah, like there's a reason for John to unleash an unholy amount because the movie set it up. You understood why he had to go to that place. But in this, they kind of just throw you into it and do brief flashbacks along the way. So you don't.
I think the problem was that she was going after sister and father. And we did get to know about her father, but we didn't really care about the father because he was established as an asshole. So.
Yeah.
But they wanted us to care about the mother. They wanted us to care about the sister. But that's not the character we actually got to know the best. It was actually Lynn, which was one of her fighting mentors who taught her to be a warrior.
Yeah, she's probably one of the best characters in that movie because Lynn has a reason for being there. She has that close relationship with the princess because we saw it. We saw them get really close. Whereas you said yourself, with her mother and her sister, we see maybe one or two scenes with them and that's it. And then all of a sudden at the end, we're asked to care and we just don't.
Yeah, it makes me think maybe they should have just made Lynn's, like the character of Lynn, her mother.
Yeah, I don't understand why they didn't do that.
Yeah, that would have just solved all the narrative problems. Just switch the two characters out and boom, we care. She's going after someone she cares about and we will really, really give a hoot.
Yes.
Almost spoiled there, guys. Sorry. Yeah. This is a PG radio station for the most part.
Yeah, gotta use the nice words.
So, switching swords now for hammers and axes.
Ooh, lovely.
Thor, Love and Thunder.
Ooh, yes. So we saw this separately, but we both saw it. So do you want to go first or should I?
You go first.
Okay, well, I thought this, full transparency, I didn't think this was as good as Ragnarok. I thought it relied too much on its humor sometimes and that kind of undercut a lot of the more admittedly emotional moments in this film because there are quite a few of those here, but they cut in a joke too much, so it kind of lessened the impact, so that kind of bothered me a little bit. But Chris Hemsworth, once again, is fantastic. Natalie Portman, so happy she was back for this, and actually looking like she was having fun. Christian Bale, what more can you say? He's Christian Bale. Is there anything he can't do? Like, he's great. Although you made a good point, you said a bit earlier, that Gore's characterization is a little bit generic. Like, it's the bare bones. We sort of needed a bit more to care about him. And I understand that. But you got the bare basics of what he was doing and why. So it's better than some Marvel villains, I can say that.
Considering I struggle to remember most of them, yeah, I remember Christian Bale. I can't even remember the name of the guy from the first Iron Man film.
Obadiah Stane.
That's just also a very forgetful name.
Yeah.
Doesn't help that the last name is Stain.
Yeah. Even worse, he's played by the great Jeff Bridges.
Oh, that is true. And I still forgot. I'm sorry, Jeff. It wasn't your fault. It was the character.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that joke you mentioned, are you referring to the goats?
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I thought I was being transported back to, like, when was that a joke? 2011?
Yeah, like, it feels out of time, if that makes any sense.
I wonder if Taika just discovered that joke, though.
I think he might have, or he was just being his usual self and just did not care and just put it in anyway.
Yeah. I know, Disney, you like cutting out gay kissing scenes, but I think you should change your rule to cutting out screaming goats.
Yeah.
More gay kisses, less screaming goats, please.
Yeah. But what did you think of the love story between Jane and Thor? Because I thought that was quite sweet. You know, we got that whole montage of them, their relationship, romantic rollerblading scene included, and we sort of got to know why they drifted apart and how Thor never really got over that.
Yeah, they pretty much did the opposite in a good way of what we got with Gore. They actually fleshed out their relationship and got me to care. And the way they did it was very much like Up. Yeah. You didn't need a lot of time, just 3 minutes, put some music on and just bam, greatest hits moments between their relationship, but it was very effective and got me to really give a damn about the two of them, which I was glad because I could barely remember what happened between them in the last two Thor movies. Well, last three, and Jane wasn't even in the third one.
Yeah, so that says, I think this was the one, they've wanted to bring Jane back for a while, and they said, if they're going to bring her back, let's do it right. And I think they did, so props to them for doing it right.
Yeah, and for anyone out there who's been screaming about Jane playing or becoming Thor, do your history, folks. Do your research. This is not a new phenomenon. There has been a Lady Thor since the 70s. This is not even wokeism going on here. This is just them pulling from their massive back catalogue, which, in fairness, was brought back by Jason Aaron's in the 2014 run of Thor. But she's been there for a while as Thor. It's not a new concept. So stop getting your keyboards all sweaty and dirty, typing out your angry rebuttals of Lady Thor. Actually, not Lady Thor. I'm doing a disservice.
Mighty Thor.
Exactly. That's actually a point in the film. And I made the mistake, too, of calling her Lady Thor. Mighty Thor.
So, yeah. Not the first time this has happened. Won't be the last. It was just cool to see Natalie Portman get to have a bit of fun in the action.